Hello and welcome to the Recultism podcast. Hope you're good. Thanks for listening. And if you want to check us out on Twitter, it's at IanTodd82. And the first thing we're going to be talking about today is Gross Point Blank, the 1997 American comedy crime film with John Cusack, Minnie Driver, Alan Arkin, and Dan Aykroyd in. I suppose this 1980s described as 1980s revival themes and sort of independent music from that from the 80s and stuff. The basic plot line is that professional assassin Martin Black finds himself depressed, disenchanted, and bored with his work. So then he goes to his 10-year high school reunion in his hometown of Grosse Pointe in Michigan. He was quite reluctant to go, ends up going. Of course, he meets his childhood sweetheart. Yada, 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 I won't spoil the rest, but it's a good black comedy. I like John Cusack anyway, and yeah, a few killings and that, and but good humour as well, you know. It's because I wouldn't want to ruin it for anyone. But yeah, if you haven't already heard of it, definitely check it out. So that's Gross Point Blank, and yeah, if you like your sort of humour a little bit dark and a few kind of jokey killings and stuff and things like that, and you like John Cusack, go for it. Still haven't seen The Raven with John Cusack, which looks a good film. So if anyone knows if that's good, let us know. Next up is a 1961 British supernatural gothic horror called The Innocents. And it's based on the novella Turn of the Screw by Henry James. Follows a governess who watches over two children and comes to fear that the house is haunted by ghosts and the two children are being possessed. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant this. You could kind of say that The Others was very similar to this. I think it was the late 90s film with Nicole Kidman. But yeah, it was creepy. I think when something's in black and white as well, it adds a certain more of a scary element to it. And also, it pioneered the use of synthesized electronic sound generated by Daphne Oram. Didn't know that. That's pretty good. You know, Wikipedia, thank you very much. But yeah, psychological horror. Unsettling. It's not overt, you know, you just need massive CGI or anything like that to be scary. It's just clever, you know, and it's what you're waiting, your brain's kind of thinking, what's going to happen next? And you're kind of waiting for something to jump out or something. And that's, in my mind, that's the best horror. You shouldn't be bludgeoned over the head with stuff. It should be a little bit more unsettling and all in your mind. So that's called The Innocents, and you can get it on Amazon. And if Amazon want to sponsor us, fine. Oh yes, I would like that. Next up, It Couldn't Happen Here. If you don't know about Couldn't Happen Here, It Couldn't Happen Here is a 1988 musical film starring the Pet Shop Boys, based on their music. It was originally going to be an hour-long video based on their album, actually, but it turned into a surreal full-scale feature film directed by Jack Bond. And it had Barbara Windsor, Joss Ackland, Neil Dickinson, and Gareth Hunt. Yeah, Gareth Hunt. Basically, it's a very, very random film. If you've never seen it, I don't think it's on much, but there's lots of songs being played by them in the background, but there's weird kind of not sketches, but kind of random moments from their past, and it's almost kind of like surreal version of what Britain's like, you know. It features a lot of Pet Shop Boys tracks from actually and from other albums as well. But when like Barbara Windsor pops up as a landlady, and it has a really odd surreal moments in amongst really kind of powerful moments talking about religion with Neil Tennant's when he was brought up as a Catholic and stuff like that, and yeah, it's some people might just think it's rubbish, but I enjoyed it. It's probably, you class it as quite arty. Yeah, I would describe it as an arty film, but yeah, it's worth checking out. I think it might be on YouTube or Daily Motion or something like that. But yeah, if you like the Pet Shop Boys, intrigued by that, go for it. Oh yes, what we've got next? We've got Bug, which is a show featuring a selection of interesting, brilliant, strange, and otherwise noteworthy music videos, presented by Adam Buxton. I think it ran on Sky. I think it was. I'm not sure because it was originally. It was hosted by Adam Buxton, looking at the weird and wonderful world of music videos and their YouTube comments. It was on Sky Atlantic. Had 8 episodes. I don't know if it was cancelled, but I would like to say it was cancelled because that would fit in perfectly with Recultism. Basically, what he did was 5 years of live shows at the BFI on the South Bank. He brought it to Sky, and basically it was him talking and showing you weird and wonderful music videos. And then doing silly voices, talking about the comments and stuff like that. Because he's very good at Adam Buxton with voices and stuff like that. So he's putting silly voices. I think if you remember him, he presented Nevermind the Buzzcocks once, and he did sort of silly voices on that as well, talking about YouTube comments. So that's definitely worth a watch. He just literally put on YouTube Bug Adam Buxton, and loads of stuff comes up there. But yeah, it's definitely worth a check out if you like. But some of the videos are really interesting as well. It's not just about taking the mick out of the videos. Next up, another British horror film, Dead of Night. And Dead of Night was, I think it was 40s, yeah, 1945. It's a British anthology horror film made by Ealing. Individual stories were directed by different people. And it's... I think the one that really got me was Ventriloquist Dummy bit, which was pretty scary. It was basically, I'll give you a bit of context. They said that Dead of Night stands out from British films of the 40s, when horror films were being produced in the country. Horror films had been banned from production in Britain during the war. Basically, architect Walter Craig has been invited by Elliot Foley to his country home in Kent to consult on some renovations. Upon arrival at the cottage, he reveals to Foley and his summer guests that despite never met any of them, he's seen them all in a recurring dream. He has no knowledge of the place, but he sort of preempts things that are going to happen. Other guests attempt to test Craig's foresight and set them at ease while entertaining each other with various tales of the uncanny or supernatural events they experienced were told about. They're all kind of very varied sort of tales, from motor car racing to a horrible dummy. But they all interlink in together. It's just really interesting. Quite scary, a bit like The Innocents, quite unsettling, doesn't need to hammer you over the head sort of thing with stuff. But it's interesting to have an anthology, like sort of pre-Hammer Horror type of thing. Obviously years before Hammer Horror. But yeah, I think it's really good, so you should definitely check that out. Yeah, so Dead of Night is definitely worth a look if you like unsettling horror, and it's nice to have it when it's in an anthology format as well. But thanks again for listening. Recultism, hashtag Recultism on podcast, at IanTodd82 on Twitter. Thanks very much for listening. See you later. Bye. Dip into the ocean.